Drage poslušalke in spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu na ta dan, sobota 21. aprila 2018. Z vami sem Lenti Lenko in prav upam, da uživate ob poslušanju. Moram povedati, da je bilo prav prijetno minulo nedeljo v dvorani slovenskega misijona v Kjuju, ko smo se uradno predstavili. Hvala vsem za vašo podporo, lepe besede in tudi konstruktivno kritiko, ki jo moramo tudi včasih sprejeti. Vesel sem, da imam na telefonu gostjo, ki jo vsi dobro poznamo. Frances Urbas Johnson, ki lahko povem, da je tudi osebna prijateljica, je aktivna vse posod v slovenski skupnosti in to že od otroških let. Frances je bila pred kratkim imenovana kot nova članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestju in po svetu. Je predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktoriji, ki letos praznuje svojo 35. obletnico in je tudi podpredsednica najstarejšega slovenskega društva v Avstraliji, Slovensko društvo Melbourne. Frances, dobar dan in dobrodošla v naši slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS.
Oh, hvala lepa, pozdravljen Lenti in pozdravljeni vsem poslušalcam in poslušalkam. Najlepša hvala.
Naslednji konec tedna bo v slovenskem društvu Ivan Cankar v Geelongu 16. slovenski festival pod okriljem Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije. Letos je tudi nekaj posebnega zato, ker je bilo pred 30 leti, ko smo imeli prvo takšno manifestacijo pod imenom Slovenski tabor v prostorih slovenskega društva Planica. To je bilo v marcu leta 1988. Prav isto leto smo imeli tukaj v Avstraliji tako imenovani Bicentenary Celebrations. Frances, če lahko poveste več o letošnjem srečanju, o letošnjem festivalu, kaj se bo dogajalo, tako da lahko povabimo čim več naših poslušalcev, da pridejo seveda v čim večjem številu.
Ja, to bi bilo zelo lepo, Lenti. The festival this year, as you mentioned, will be at Slovenian Club Ivan Cankar Geelong. It starts on the Saturday, the 28th of April, from 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We have an official opening, which involves a lovely cultural program, not too long, with a number of different Slovenian performers. Mrs. Lucia Srnec, who is the Secretary for Slovenian Language of the CSOV, has been working very hard to put that program together. And that is followed by a dance, which we have the band Tempo 6 performing for us as well. So there'll be music for the evening. And dinner is available, of course. So you don't need to book, but you can book through your club that you belong to, or you can come on the night and grab your ticket then. So that'll be a really lovely night just to get together and have some fun, some music. And then we have the following day where it is a little bit more relaxed from the Sunday. The club will be open from 11 a.m. We have a friendly bowling competition from that time. So anyone that's interested in bowling can come along and have a go there. We've got the inaugural cake competition, and always a favourite. So get your entry in by 12 o'clock on the day. The exhibition of the club histories, the clubs will showcase some of the stuff that you may not have seen before, and that will be held up from the bowling area and the upstairs area. We've got attractions for children, of course. We've got an animal farm and a face painter, so there's stuff for the kids to do. And, of course, there's a playground around the back, which is fun too. And what would we do without the wonderful traditional Slovenian barbecue and Slovenian lunches served as well? So there'll be quite a bit on over the 2 days. And yes, as you said, we hope to see as many people as possible come down to Geelong and just have a really good time, which is what these festivals are all about.
Do you remember from 30 years ago when the first tabor was held at Planica?
Well, it was a long time ago. I don't remember specifically being involved myself, but from what I hear, it was, you know, an amazing start to these festivals. It's a great celebration of everyone getting together, and that has continued on, which is wonderful.
I remember it fondly. It was huge. I'm talking way over 1,000 people in attendance. Of course, it's hard to give exact numbers, but it was a massive, massive event.
Fantastic.
And obviously that was 30 years ago, and things are very different today. With the current situation within the Slovenian community, where a lot of the older generation are passing on.
Yes, that's right, Lindsay. And, you know, we aren't the only ethnic community that is in this decline.
Yes.
In relation to the generations moving on and then the younger generations, you know, integrating into Australian culture and society more, you know, holding on to their ethnic roots. However, you know, we do see, more of a shift towards Australian culture. Plus, you know, just the number of activities that are now available to the youth, even to, you know, all generations, compared to what was available back in the 80s, there's an astronomical difference there too. So, yes, we have, you know, we do see that gradual decline in that sort of what the clubs are doing and the numbers at festivals, etc. But I don't think that we're the only ethnic, community that sees that decline from what I hear.
It's interesting because I spoke to somebody, a member of the Croatian community recently, and she was lamenting the fact that they used to get a lot more people at their functions. And I said, how many people do you get at your function? She goes, it's only about 300, 400. And I said,
yeah.
Really? I said, if we got 300 or 400 people at a Slovenian function, we'd be so happy. I said, we're happy if we get 100, 150 people at a function.
Numbers game, isn't it? You can just see from the census statistics and, all right, how many people are speaking Slovenian at home? You know, what is it, 4,000?
Just over 4,000, yes.
Just under 5,000 at the 2011 census. So, you know, the figures tell the facts, you know, and we do what we can for the people that still, you know, want to be involved and, you know, are holding on to that Slovenian identity and their cultural roots, and we want them to appreciate it as much as possible.
So next Saturday, the 28th of April, the festival will officially start at 5 p.m.
That's correct, yes. So we'll have no longer than an hour, I think, will be the concert program. There'll be a couple of short speeches. There'll be the actual official opening of the festival, and we're very, very happy to have the new Victorian Honorary Consul for the Republic of Slovenia, Councillor, should I say, Eddie Contel, who's started his role as the Victorian Honorary Consul, and we very much look forward to his involvement in the festival and, of course, yes, doing the official opening. As I mentioned earlier, there's, without the second generation, I know from a lot of the people, you know, my friends and acquaintances, that people have incredibly busy lives. They're running after kids who have, different activities on at all times of the week, and keeping their Sloveniness isn't a big priority at times. So, it's a question of your priorities.
Francis, the festival's been obviously the main event of being organised again by the Council of Slovenian Organisations in Victoria, of course, this year being a special number, considering it's been 30 years since the first such gathering. What else has the Council got in plan for this year?
Well, at the moment, we are focusing on the festival in relation to the CSOV because it is our major event for the year. Of course, all the clubs have their own events throughout the year, and once we get together and regroup as a council, we always do our review of the festival the month after, which will be on the 26th of May. We will be back in Geelong and reviewing how things went, and then look forward and see what plans we have in place or any other activities that we might want to add for the rest of the year.
And who's in this year's organising committee?
This year we have the full deck of cards, Lenti. We have everyone on the CSOV. Look, it's you mentioned that it's been around for like the 30 odd years now, and the organisation for 35. We've got founding members that are still involved in the committee today, which I find quite incredible as a level of commitment and dedication to the council. We have Peter Mundell, OIM, Mr. Joe Tsaf, we've got Mrs. Lucia Sernitz. Of course, Joe Tsaf has been, treasurer of the CSOV for many years, and Mrs. Lucia Sernitz, always on the organising committees since the beginning and still gives tirelessly to the council, give their time, which is just so, I'm so grateful and appreciative to all these people. We have all of our club presidents Of course, you know, there's a lot of work now for the committee down at Geelong, who have been absolutely fabulous in putting things together, you know, led by the President, Mr. Carlo Bolle. He's got a great team down there, a lot of second-generation Slovenians, and, yeah, I think they're going to put together a really great event. I'm so glad, you know, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
We're looking forward to meeting down at Geelong next Saturday, the 28th of April at 5 p.m. As you mentioned, official opening, cultural program, concert, followed by a dance. And then, of course, on Sunday, the 29th of April, with boccia competition, cake decorating, children's activities and all sorts of other things taking place. So we wish the Council of Slovenian Organisations of Victoria all the very best and a lot of success with this year's 16th Slovenian Festival. Francis, se bomo videli u Slovenskem domu Ivan Cankar u Geelongu u čim većem številu naslednu sobotu 28. aprila s pričetkom o 5. uri popodne. In hvala tudi vam za vso vaše požrtvovano delo kot predsednica sveta in kot tudi zastopnica ostravskih Slovencev v svetu vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestvu in po svetu.
Thank you, Lenti. Look, I also do hope to see as many people as possible come down and just have a really good time, get together, see some old friends, see some new friends, make some new friends maybe, and just have a really good time being a part of that Slovenian culture, keeping our Slovenian identity alive and making the most of it while we still have it, which I think we still will if we keep at it for a number of years. Najlepša hvala, Lenti.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate Slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije po svetu. Današnja posebna gostja je nam vsem dobro poznana gospa Frances Urbas Johnson iz Melbourna. Frances je nova članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestvu in po svetu, predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, ki je krona organizacija skoraj vseh slovenskih društev v Viktoriji. Naslednji konec tedna bo 16. slovenski festival v slovenskem društvu Ivan Cankar v Geelongu. Frances je tudi podpredsednica najstarejšega slovenskega društva v Avstraliji, slovensko društvo Melbourne. Nekateri pravijo, da to ni res. V februarju so v Ljubljani imeli prvo srečanje novega sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestvu in po svetu. V prejšnji oddaji sem se pogovarjal z gospodom Walterjem Schuberjem iz Sidneja, ki je tudi novi član tega sveta. In Frances je bila tudi prisotna v Ljubljani v februarju, tako da bomo več izvedeli o tem srečanju in kaj je ona tam doživela. Frances, as I mentioned in Slovenian, you were also present in Ljubljana in February at the first official gathering of the new council. Your thoughts?
Yes, it was quite intense, Lenti. Unfortunately, I couldn't be in Slovenia for a very long period of time, so I found myself flying out from Melbourne on the Tuesday evening in Slovenia Wednesday afternoon, had the working meeting on the Thursday, which was a very action-packed 5 hours. It went over time. It should have been 3 hours, but 5 hours it took us to get through all of that. Then the formal meeting on the Friday morning. I found myself flying out again on the Saturday morning and back in Melbourne by the Sunday evening.
If you could tell us a little bit more about what was discussed, we heard from Walter. We'd love to hear your perspective.
Certainly. Prior to the meeting, so late last year, we were given the opportunity to put forward any suggestions for agenda items to be discussed at the working meeting. So the one that I put forward was marketing and communication with younger people, and I was happy to see that that was a topic that was added to the agenda. So there were 5 items in total that we discussed. The main one seemed to be about taxation and residential status, which seemed to be affecting a lot of the neighbouring European countries and Slovenians that were living abroad in those. And that took up quite a bit of time. That was discussed for, say, about an hour and a half, and we had representatives from the Ministry of Finance going over some of the issues that were affecting, you know, residents living abroad in relation to that. We also looked at citizenship and just making sure that everyone was aware of the different requirements for Slovenian citizenship, the ways to apply for for it. We moved on to talking about archives, which was really important for us as a community. We know that we had representatives from the Slovenian government visiting Australia last year and looking at all the different archives of the different organisations. They actually reported back at this meeting what their experiences were overall, that they were really pleased with the archiving systems that we were using, which is great to hear. And that's something that I've taken back also to the CSOV meetings and spoken to all of our delegates about archiving and making sure that we've got the right systems in place, because as our organisations age, it's really important that we get that right. So that was of particular relevance to us as well. Another topic that was of particular relevance also was Slovenian language and the opportunities abroad for students abroad and communities abroad, and ways that you can learn Slovenian, whether it's online, whether it's applying for a grant to come and study in Slovenia, getting a group together and being in Slovenia to actually study. So there's also, once again, many opportunities for us around that, and whether we can sort of engage with second and third generations to have them interact at that level. And that's, just a more sort of fun, a more immersive way to get people involved in Slovenian language and let it know that it's not too intimidating for them, because I think it can be intimidating at times. And I did mention about marketing and communication, Slovenian culture and tradition and language to the younger generations abroad. Now, we actually ran out of time. That was my one agenda topic that, I really wanted to speak about. But because we had spent, a lot of time on the other topics, we didn't have the opportunity to discuss that one. So I hope that is, an agenda item that we will be able to discuss at the next meeting.
When will that be?
To be held next year. No date has been set yet, Lenti. I think it's tentatively looking at, June next year.
So. Hopefully not in the middle of winter in Slovenia.
Well, we're told that the reason it was scheduled for February was that with the elections that were then scheduled for June, that wouldn't leave any time for this meeting to be held. So, all in all, that the working meeting, as I said, very intense. We were all sort of, stuffed into a small meeting room with a number of government officials sitting, sort of behind the table. We were all around the table, but it was fantastic. It was, first walking into the room, it was just fantastic to meet the other delegates from around the world, have those, nice informal chats with them and talk about, what their experiences are like. During that working meeting, once again, uncovering, what their experiences are, how their organisations operate, how their community, what their perspectives are on different items. Incredibly eye-opening, and I very much enjoyed that interaction.
Današná posebná gostia je nám všem dobro poznána gospa Frances Urbas Johnson is Melbourne. It's hoped that we won't just have more and more platitudes with this council, because it just seemed to have been that way, that there was a lot of discussion, a lot of nice, fluffy things being discussed about communication and about Slovenia and Australia working closely together with the communities and so on. But in actual fact, nothing was really achieved in a concrete fashion. What are your thoughts there?
As we know, this council for Slovenians abroad, it doesn't have any legislative power, but it does have the opportunity to make concrete suggestions to the government and recommendations as to, there's approximately 500,000 Slovenians living abroad. Now, that is a significant percentage of the total population of Slovenia. So we've got the numbers there. So, we do represent an important part of a Slovenian population. There are some things that we speak about that certainly are concrete and are already happening. So when we spoke about the archives. Now, that's something that has happened. It's still a work in progress, and something that, as I said, we take back as delegates to our communities and say, hey, this is what we're working on. When we look at the opportunities for Slovenian language, we are also, once again, talking about things that are readily available. And it's just about, and it's our job as delegates to, attempt to engage our communities and say, look, this is what's out there. It's about creating that awareness. That is also, a really important side of it. And that then, you know, of course, in turn, you know, it creates that closer working relationship with the Slovenian government, because they are there to support us in these endeavours. They are there and happy to support us to make these things happen. There's a good group of people, not just, you know, working, not just the people that are elected in, but you've got good people that are working in those different ministries that we also, once again, had the opportunity to interact with, to hear directly from them. They're the ones working behind the scenes and making things happen too. So when you're looking at items such as, okay, you know, citizenship, that stuff's in place, you know, and it's just about us coming back to our communities. You know, this is the situation, this is how you do it, you know, are you interested? You know, and of course, look, some of this doesn't all relate to us here in Australia, but it does relate to, say, you know, the European countries abroad. And, you know, I could see just from the delegates and their interactions, you know, around that table in the working meeting, yes, some were, you know, incredibly passionate and not outspoken, but, you know, had a lot to say, in particular to one topic or theme, whereas others, you know, might have had a lot more to say in relation to another topic and theme. So, and that's what I found incredibly interesting too about the whole experience, was how different communities around the world, how different Slovenian communities around the world, what are the major things affecting them, and how can the Slovenian government help them and get things right for them.
Frances, thank you so much for speaking with us today here on SBS Radio. Wishing you all the very best in all your endeavours with your work as one of the new council members of the Council of the Slovenian Government for Slovenians Living Abroad. Hvala tudi za vse informacije, kar se tiče letošnjega 16. slovenskega festivala pod okriljem Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, ki bo minuli konec tedna 28. in 29. aprila v prelepem slovenskem domu Ivana Cankarja v Geelongu, ki je tudi en najstarejših slovenskih društev v Avstraliji. Hvala tudi, da smo lahko več izvedeli, o čem ste se pogovarjali v prvem srečanju Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestju in po svetu, ki je bil v Ljubljani februarja letos. Tako da, Frances, upam, da se bomo večkrat slišali preko naših radijskih valov tukaj na radiju SBS in hvala še enkrat za vaš čas.
Oh, Lenti, thank you so much for your time and thank you for giving me the time today to talk about, yeah, as I said, you know, the festival, the 16th festival, which is coming up in Geelong. Very much looking forward to it. Hope to see as many people there as possible. It's an honour for me to also serve as one of the representatives here in Australia for the Council for Slovenians Abroad, for the Republic of Slovenia. And I look forward to actively carry out that role. If anyone has anything that they would, you know, like to put forward as an idea or a suggestion to me, I'm more than happy to hear from them. And yeah, thank you again for your time. Najlepša hvala, Lenti, in vse najboljše, vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcam.